WMFO in Medford. You're listening to Rising with Skybar. Let's get this thing going. A little something here by The Replacements.
Show you something you never feel.
Gabby Barrett, and that was song was called To Stay, Here to Stay. Before that, IOU by The Replacements. As I said, it is Rising with Skybar, WMFO in Medford. Before I get going here with the music, I want to talk a bit about what happened with Roe versus Wade. I think overturning Roe versus Wade was a horrific ruling for the woman and the country in general for many reasons, but the obvious one being in the case of rape and incest, I think a woman should be allowed to get an abortion. That is taken away now in a lot of states. And in these red states where abortion is no longer available, I hope they require the male involved to pay child support. And if that's not possible, then the state hopefully is going to step in. Because if it's truly about the baby, the state should step in and provide child care, et cetera, whatever the woman needs to raise this child. So that's where I stand on that. But I have a lot of music to get to tonight. A lot of new music, a couple of blocks, as you would say. In the old days, you'd play a music block, a couple of them coming up. Right now, they're going to play a band that I saw about 5 or 6 years back. They're a female, all-female, fronted, hard rocking band. And this song is not about abortion, though they are obviously in the pro-choice, pro-LGBTQ+ community. This band is called Thunder Pussy. We'll be right back.
How do you dispose of cigarettes?
Well, there's part of plants.
Really? Fertilizer and dried plant roots can catch fire.
Trash cans okay?
Please. All that trash can easily catch fire.
So off my porch is a bad idea.
Cigarettes tossed into mulch, leaves, and grass start many fires. Fire can grow up the side of a building before anyone notices.
Fine. Bucket of sand?
That's perfect. Put it out. All the way. Every time. To learn more, go to mass.gov/DFS.
All right, that was Aaron Perino's latest outfit, Aaron and the Lord. Name of that song was Hellfire. Before that, Flamin' Groovies, of course, was Shake Some Action. Hot Drops with Lesson Learned and Thunder Pussy with Speed Queen. It's 8:25. The band I want to talk about now has been at it a long time, Nervous Eaters, and it's good to finally see them getting some national recognition. They've just been signed by Little Steven's Wicked Cool Records. So, that's great. I've been seeing the Nervous Eaters for, you know, I don't know, since the early 80s. So it's kind of cool, as I said, to see them get some recognition. Always a great band. They've added Adam Sherman to the mix on this latest incarnation, I guess you could call it. And they have a new single out. And I'm going to play that single. And the first, I guess the original, Loretta. And then I'm going to get back to some more blocks. But right now, care about the Nervous Eaters.
Stay away. She has reached the grabs you.
All right, that was being called, I think it's pronounced Trumbeton or Trumber. I think it's Trumbeter. They're from Sweden, a duo from Sweden, and Tanya of Stormstress fame, that was her singing, is on this. They have an EP coming out, and she plays and sings on all three or four songs on the EP. And good stuff. Before that, The Marvels with a song called Sorry. That was an earlier Rumba Records off one of his compilations, one of the many compilations that Lou puts out. And The Nervous Cedars, of course, with Loretta and Wild Eyes. I think Wild Eyes is the newest, is the coolest song in the world on the Underground Garage, Little Stevens station. So once again, good stuff for The Nervous Cedars. I want to talk about Canyons and Locusts. They just released I don't know if it's a CD. I think it's certainly a digital. It's on Red on Red Records, and it's great stuff. All the songs clock in at like 2:30 or less. It's just guitar and drums, so it's pretty sparse, but they fill it up. I think it's a great sound. And I'm going to play, since they're short, I'm going to play like four songs off of that. I'm going to play them all right now. Once again, the name of the CD release is called Roll the Dice. And here at Canyons and Locusts, I like these guys a lot.
Every time I see those sugar sweet eyes,
All right, there you have it. For a two-piece, they sure bring the sound, don't they? That was Canyons and Locusts. The release, again, is called Roll the Dice. It's on Rumba. Nope, I always play Rumba and Red on Red. This one's out on Red on Red Records. And the songs I played off it were George Jefferson Project, Encumbra Volcana, Arms on the Table, Trapped in Rapture, once again, Canyons and Locusts, on Red Records, Roll the Dice. We'll play another new release now. This one's from the UK. It's a band called Continental Lovers that I've been following for quite a bit. And they have an EP out as well. I don't think it's technically out yet. I played a couple singles off it in the past, but they just sent me the thing in its entirety, and I'll probably play quite a bit of that next week. But right now, I'm just going to play a couple tunes off it. Once again, if I play more than a couple songs, I like the band a lot, and I like these guys a lot. Here we go. As I said, Continental Lovers.
Never give a road, never let it out. If you get it started, don't worry, like a man.
All right, that was Andrea Gillis with About a Girl. And as I said, Continental Lovers started that with St. Joan, which is obviously about Joan Jett. And Can't Get Her Out of My Head. Two rippers right there. Continental Lovers, as I said, they have an EP that's out. And I'll play a lot more of that next week. Speaking of new music, Screeching Weasel have stuff out. The name of that is The Awful Disclosure of Screeching Weasel. Play a couple tracks off of that.
I finally realized I'm done with all this. I won't keep on agonizing.